getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again, it's another round of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week. Got an hour's worth of old-time records here in the stack. Actually, I got more than an hour's worth. I always have more than an hour's worth. Planning ahead for next week, too. Anyway, glad you're along for another week. Let's get to work on this stack of records here. Dancers, if you're ready. And if you're not a dancer, listeners, if you got that extra pot of coffee and maybe a donut, yeah, anything that involves donuts, I'm your guy. Anyway, let's get the show rolling with Johnny Hajni and the Merry Music Makers. You're My Honey Polka. There you go, Johnny Hajni and the Merry Music Makers, sounding rather merry to me. You're My Honey Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, back for another week. How the heck you doing here? We've made it through Easter. We're about ready to go sliding into May here in the next few days or whenever. Let me see. Yeah, maybe a week. I don't know. But we're getting there, darn it. We're almost to the end of this whole winter thing. And I know for a lot of you, that's not a big deal. But up here in the North Country, that's a big deal because we complain about it all winter long that winter's here. And it happens every year. But every year we complain about it anyway. I don't know. You ready for one for the Polka Dots? Sounds like such a obvious name for a polka band, doesn't it? Here are the Polka Dots at the Old Cafe. Bye. All right, there you go. I don't know if I was lucky or not, but during that song, the sun came out here at the studio, which I know means nothing to you, but I came into the studio today. It was cloudy, and it was starting to sprinkle a little bit. There's been some talk of rain in the forecast, and it was looking kind of gloomy, and I got the first record rolling, and all of a sudden, I got blue sky and sunshine coming in the, that would be the north. That would be the east studio window. I like the trend. Hopefully, that'll continue as the show progresses today. I'm liking it. All right, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum quickly before we get to Bernie White and his polka band over here, where they have 1,400 accordions on display. That's a bunch of them. And, of course, a lot of other things related: musical memorabilia, historical data, the stories of the people, the instruments, the music is all piled up right there at the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. And if you just want to go in and be amazed, that's all you have to want to do. But if you need to do some research on anything, the instruments, the music, the history, the people, whatever, they can help you out there with their extensive, I would say, research department. But really, it's a whole bunch of giant file cabinets full of valuable information that you won't find anyplace else in the world. That's for darn sure. So if you're going to be traveling as we get into spring and summer, you're going to find yourself within a convenient drive of Superior, Wisconsin, stop by and visit the World of Accordions Museum. And for those of you that live nearby the area, say within an hour or two, and you've never been there, why the heck not? Put that on your list of things to do, all right? Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org, so you know their hours, when they're going to be open. Maybe you'd like to bring a busload of people. They would love that. So check it out online, worldofaccordions.org. All right, here's Bernie White and his polka band. I think we all know this one. And I wouldn't mind eating one right about now, but I'm on the radio, so I can't do that. Here is Hot Pretzels. Bernie White and his band there, and that's the Hot Pretzels. Everybody knows that one, and that's one of those records I tend to skip over because everybody's heard it so many times, and then I'm like, I haven't played that for 3 years. I ought to pull that one out and give her a spin. So there you have it. Bernie White here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Another week of basically a big old stack of great old-time records, some of them pretty obscure, too, I figured out. And I don't care. As long as it's good music, we're going to roll with it. How about Eddie Carosa and his orchestra now? And Take Me, Baby. There you go. Eddie Carosa, the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Man, I was already, I had considered playing the other side of this for our waltz for the day. And then I decided, no, I'm going to play the polka side. Maybe we'll play the waltz side some other day. I don't know. I'm trying to decide which waltz we're going to play today. I got a bunch of them in the stack here. I'm still trying to find a 78 to play this week. I got to get over to the other stack on the other side of the studio here for our 78 of the week, because we try to do that every week. Don't hear the Klaus Trio very often. The Klaus Trio. Yeah, it's got the Go-Go Girl polka. Are you ready? Here we go. Wow, that goes by quick there, doesn't it? Huh? The Klaus Trio there. That's called Go-Go Girl here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. How the heck you doing this week anyway, huh? Spring is coming. Winter's getting out of here. Stuff is melting. We had a little sprinkle of rain here earlier today. That was kind of weird. I don't know what it's doing where you are, because I know we have listeners across the country. We do, from edge to edge and top to bottom. It's kind of crazy, so you don't know what to talk about, because if I'm complaining about the rain, and you're down there in Arizona where it's, you know, not raining and it's 118 degrees or something, you have a whole different attitude than I do. Anyway, looking good here at the moment. So let's dig it, shall we? How about the Deutschmeisters? I'm proud of myself here. You know, I make a playlist of every song I play every week. I type it into the computer. And, of course, the way the names are spelled, the computer basically tells me everything I'm typing is spelled wrong. But I just impressed myself because I'm going to play a schottische, which I don't often do on purpose, and I don't know why, but I have everybody schottisch by the Deutschmeisters. And I typed it into the computer, and I spelled schottisch correctly, and I spelled Deutschmeisters correctly without even thinking about it. It just flowed right out of me. And normally I get one of those wrong, or the computer tries to be smarter than me and tell me I'm insane. You know, like it changes Deutschmeisters into Dutchmasters, which is a cigar. What does that have to do with polkas? Nothing. But anyway, so I'm feeling pretty spunky right now. Anyway, they're the Deutschmeisters. Thank you. They even get in the shave and a haircut, two bits ending there. The Deutschmeisters and everybody's schottisch. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. So that's a good example of a record why we call this the Oompa Hour. I've told you the story about why this is Tim's Oompa Hour, right? Because like, 45, 50 years ago, a long time ago, I worked at a radio station where every evening they did a program called Phil's Oompa Hour. And when I worked there, Phil had been deceased for quite some time. But they kept doing his show, even though then it was hosted by a guy named Andy. Here's Andy with Phil's Oompa Hour. It was kind of weird. But they did it every year. And when I left that station, again, it's like 45 more years ago or whatever, I said, you know, if I ever do another polka show, I'm going to just call it Tim's Oompa Hour, named after Phil's Oompa Hour, in honor of the guy that I never even met. But they kept doing his show. They're probably still doing it for years after he passed away. So there's a salute to Phil. I don't know. What the heck? Here's Frank Kowal Smith and his orchestra and In the Haystack. There you go, Frank Kowal Smith and his orchestra in the haystack. It didn't sound like they were playing in a haystack. I would think when you inhaled, it'd either be hell on your hay fever, or you'd suck some of those little hay things into, I don't know, it wouldn't be good. Anyway, we're in the middle of this this whole big situation here that we call Tim's Oompa Hour. Glad you're with for another week. And remind you, too, if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, whatever, there are many different ways to get a message to Oompa Hour World Headquarters. If you have a phone, any kind of phone, a dial phone, a pay phone, a cell phone, a bat phone, whatever, you can call and leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Or you can text to that same number. If you have a texting phone, that's 218-259-2985. Or you can send an email to oompahour@aol.com. That's all one word, all small letters, oompahour, the little at thing, aol.com. Or try the Facebook thing at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any way you do that, you get a request in or whatever. You got a request like for a birthday or something special coming up. Plan way ahead, because by the time I get the message, figure out what it says, and have time to dig through all the records to find the one you want to hear, it could take a while, so plan ahead, okay? Six Fat Dutchmen over here on turntable number one. It's the Cherry Pickers Polka. There you go, Cherry Pickers Polka, Six Fat Dutchmen, of course, hailing from New Ulm, Minnesota. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That's not where I'm at. I'm not New Ulm, Minnesota. That's where the Six Fat Dutchmen are from down there. Whoopi John down from around that same area, too. All that great German-style polka music from down around New Ulm. That's why they have that big polka festival every year down there. So there you go. I have selected a 78 of the week. I'm going to work on getting turntable one switched over for spinning the 78 here. Well, you listen to Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bells Orchestra doing the Friendly Tavern Polka. There you have it, Mr. Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bells Orchestra. That's the Friendly Tavern Polka, and I have selected a 78 RPM, a nice shellac record from the good old days. And I got it ready to go over here on turntable number one. I don't know what happened there. I have a frog in my throat. Let's All right, let him out. She'll be good. I have the Beer Barrel Polka, which, of course, everybody knows. And it's interesting. I have this on a Decca 78. Looks just like the Decca 78 that the Andrews Sisters' big hit of the Beer Barrel Polka came out on. And this is Jack Rubble and his band. And you don't hear this particular version very often. So go for it. Here's the Beer Barrel Polka. Seems like that just ended really fast. I don't know why. But there you have the Beer Barrel Polka. Jolly Jack Rubble and his band. There's our 78 of the week here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now let's go across the ocean for this one. This is a USA release on Decca Records back in the 50s. I have the Rosa Marie Polka by Horst Wendt and his Polka Boys. Says right on the record, recorded by Deutsche Grammophon in Germany. So I feel so fancy and international now. We'll be right back. There you go, the Rosemary Polka, Horst Wendt and the Polka Boys, recorded at Deutsche Grammophon. Ooh, I feel so international now. Hey, if you're wondering what this is Tim Zupa Hour, and it happens every week right here, same place, same time, same channel, all that stuff, whether you're listening on the radio or a web stream or a podcast or a download or, I don't know, any of the 10 billion different ways you can listen to stuff these days. So I hope you're enjoying it. Let's do a waltz. We always try to have at least one waltz in every show. I think I've been pretty true to that goal each and every week. I have Johnny Pecan doing a waltz for us this week. Here's the Hey Babe Waltz. Yo, Johnny Pecan and the orchestra there, and hey, babe, I'm nuts about you. See, if I was singing that, it'd just be, I'm nuts. I'm just nuts. That's really all there is to it. Anyway, Johnny Pecan and the orchestra here on Tim Zupa Hour. I got Marv Herzog here, one everybody knows. It's the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka.
Play high.
Marv Herzog here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We have reached that point of the show once again this week where suddenly time seems to start speeding up faster and faster and faster. And I look at the clock and I'm like, what the heck is going on? How is time suddenly going this fast? I don't know. But we'll still get in a couple more tunes at least here. Hang on, I got Frank Yankovic, not Frankie Yankovic. I assume it's the same guy. Sounds like the same guy. And it doesn't have the Yanks with him. Normally, it's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. It's just Frank Yankovic and nobody. I don't know, but it's just for you.
Just for you. No one else but you. I will always remain true. Until, my dear, that you're mine. My heart for you will pine, just for you, and only just you, no one else but just we two. I'll save my love and kiss it just for you, dear, for two.
There you go, Mr. Yankovic there, just for you, here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, every week, right here, same place. I got a rousing version of Who Stole the Kishka by Walter Solik and the orchestra coming up here, but you gotta wait a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty now. I've told you, we've discussed before on the show that, like, everybody in the world has done a version of Who Stole the Kishka, and there's about eight different spellings of Kishka, and it's a wild time. And this one doesn't come around very often, but this is a very enthusiastic version from Walter Solik and the orchestra.
Someone stole the Kishka, someone stole the Kishka, someone stole my Kishka from the butcher shop.
Hey, who stole the Kishka, who stole the Kishka, who stole the Kishka, someone call a cop.
Round, firm, fully packed, it was hanging on a rack. Someone stole the Kishka when I turned my back.
Hey, who stole the Kishka, who stole the Kishka, who's got the Kishka, won't you bring it back?
Hey!
Someone stole the kishka. Someone stole a kishka. Someone stole my kishka from the butcher shop.
Hey! Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Someone call a cop.
You can take my shinka, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my blue suede shoes, bring back the kishka.
Hey, who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka?
Who's got the kishka? Won't you bring it back? Someone stole a kishka, someone stole my kishka, someone stole a kishka from my butcher shop.
Hey, who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Someone call a cop.
Someone found my kishka, someone found the kishka, someone brought the kishka and put it on the rack.
Hey, he found the kishka, he found the kishka, he found the kishka, someone brought it back.
So listen, I didn't done it.
You could take my blue suede shoes, but don't you take my kishka. There you go, Walter Solik and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Every week this kind of ridiculous happens. Isn't that ridiculous? I'm telling you what, huh? All right, now, you know, on the show here, our gimmick is, that's a gimmick, is that it's all records on the show. I don't play any digital stuff. I don't play any CDs or anything. That's why they're old-time oldies. They're all old, vintage, original, old-time polka records. And every now and then you hit one that you know is a great one because it's been played 100 million times. And it's kind of scratchy. And this is one of those. Here's Elmer Scheid. He's playing solo on this one. Concertina solo. Here's the Lida Polka. Thank you. There you go, Elmer Scheid there in the light of polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I look at the old clock on the wall, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we're just about out of time already. I'm going to sneak in one more tune here. Then we're going to have to put the wraps on the show for another week. Let's do Kenny Bass and his orchestra and those blue eyes crying in the rain.
I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember, blue eyes crying in the rain. Crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember, blue eyes crying in the rain.
And there you go, Kenny Bass and his orchestra there at Blue Eyes, Crying in the Rain. And that is going to be the last number of the show, ladies and gentlemen. That puts a wrap. Things are shutting down at the bandstand. Last call. Let's get the heck out of here. There's another Oompa Hour in the history books. Show number 473, if you happen to be counting.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and is recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.